Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm so happy to be here. Spring is in the air, and I'm excited about it.
It's finally starting to get a little warm, and I can tell because people are getting stir crazy. They want to get outside, and they want to do some fun stuff.
They're ready. Yep, I agree.
Well, with that, it's a long weekend. I know that Carbon and Emory school districts, they do not have school Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Monday. Not sure about Pinnacle, but with that comes camping. People want to get out in the mountains. It's Easter weekend. This is a family tradition.
Big weekend for us. So first off, the holiday travelers are going to be on the highways. The highways are going to be jammed with ATVs and camp trailers and all kinds of fun equipment. So careful out on the highway. I know Moab is already getting jam-packed with their events going on down there, but our deserts will be full as well. I just want everyone to be safe and be thoughtful of safety this weekend. If you're riding ATVs and UTVs, keep in mind your UTV is made for you to stay inside it. Wear your seatbelt. If it tips over, keep your arms and legs inside it, and you'll probably be okay. Ride at 80% of your ability. That way you don't get in over your head, and don't try to do things that you don't feel comfortable doing. If there's a big steep hill that you don't think you can climb, don't climb it. It's not worth taking the risk. Children, make sure your children have their permits to ride on the Forest Service and BLM lands. They have to take a ATV safety class to do that, and make sure they have helmets on, even inside UTVs. It's a good idea for the kids to wear helmets in there as well. I keep a flag on mine. I've been in a group of folks that we got involved in a head-on accident one year out in the dunes because we couldn't see something coming over the dune at us. And since then, I keep a flag on my ATV and my UTV just so you're a little more visible. But keep in mind, if you crest out on a hill, if the trail goes over and down the other side, something could be coming up that other side. So do that with caution and make sure you're being careful. And of course, we all know alcohol and machines never mix. So if you're partaking in the spirits, stay in camp. Play the fun games like cornhole, horseshoes, do all that fun stuff.
Right.
And leave the machines alone until you're able and sober to drive.
And you know, that seems like it's something that we throw out that reminder and that caution every single year. Every year there's an accident. Every single year. So it's never worth it. At the end of the day, when we hear about all these ATV accidents, UTV accidents, it's always like, you know, they knew they shouldn't drink and drive. It's just like a regular old vehicle. Lots of potential to get hurt. Please be cautious.
You know, you're looking at, for your average four-wheeler, ATV is about a 600-pound machine. So if you get that on top of you, 600 pounds will crush your body. A UTV is about 1,100 pounds, so it's a little heavier. And even injury aside, it's not worth tearing up your $20,000 machine either.
Right.
So just be careful and don't get crazy. It's a lot of fun. You get wrapped up in the heat of the moment on these holiday weekends, but just think safety and things will be great.
Oh, for sure. So a lot of fun things going on this weekend. There are a lot of families going out to go camping. Please remember that even if you're going out on the desert, it's going to get cold at night.
It's going to get cold. I don't know of any fire restrictions, but keep in mind it has been a dry winter for us. And if you do have a fire, make sure you tend it. Make sure it's in a fire pit and it's not. It can get out of control really fast. And we don't want that either. And another thing that seems to happen every now and again is people in their camp trailers have a gas leak. If you smell propane in your camp trailer, get out of it and shut everything off.
Right.
Shut all your electronics off, shut your propane off, and get a professional to figure out where that's at. I've heard of a few camp trailers blowing up out on the desert too. So
yeah. And last little tidbit of safety information. Make sure people know where you're going to be.
Yeah.
You might not have service wherever you're at, and make sure they know expected time of being home. So that way, if you don't show up at home, they know to start looking for you.
People can come and look for you. And I know there'll be shed hunters in the mountains this weekend as well. I haven't been clear on top, but I've talked to people that have. There's actually a lot of snow on top of our mountains. So we do have a little bit of an avalanche danger. Be safe. Be careful. Don't get below overhangs or things like that that could cause snow slides.
For sure. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention today?
Nope. Just want to wish everyone a happy Easter. I'll be out playing on the desert somewhere. I'm going to go to Moab for the first couple days, and then Easter Sunday I'll be back here. So hopefully I'll see you out on the desert.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you'll see a lot of people out there. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can find more on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.